The proposed Keystone Pipeline would be built hundreds of miles from Wisconsin, carrying tar sands oil from Canada to Texas. But former Governor Thompson doesn't let too many public appearances go by without touting the project. Thompson has talked Keystone in Eau Claire, La Crosse, you name it, including during last Friday night's Senate debate in Milwaukee.
The Keystone Pipeline, 20,000 jobs. Michael's Pipe Company in Brownsville would have a contract. J.F. Hayorn from Fond du Lac would have a contract. Be able to have many jobs. Safeway out here in Waukesha has got a contract to build the staging for that pipeline, $250 million a year, which would create lots of jobs.
Thompson's opponent, Democratic House member Tammy Baldwin, opposes the Keystone Pipeline. She says the company that wants to build it won't agree to enough environmental protections. Baldwin says fuel pipelines break and did so twice in Wisconsin this summer.
Well, let's talk to people in Wisconsin in Washington County and Adams County, both of whom have pipelines that come through their counties that have burst spilling oil into their environment.
In Washington County, just northwest of Milwaukee, this crew and others were out in the wind this week, continuing to deal with the aftermath of the July 17th spill of 55,000 gallons of gasoline. The pipe has been fixed, but contaminated groundwater is prompting more well sampling and other measures. Town of Jackson Chairman Raymond Heitke says about 70 local residents are still drinking bottled water, while the town and the DNR work on long-term drinking water options. Heitke says the whole episode has been a big challenge.
And though you can't sell property in this area, that's a huge burden on the taxpayers. We're not knowing the future, what's going to happen with their property values.
But Heitke defends having underground pipelines, saying they're needed to carry fuel. However, a national environmental group this week is also focusing on Tommy Thompson's general backing of the oil industry. Thompson also wants to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and supports federal subsidies for the oil industry. So the League of Conservation Voters has been airing this television commercial supporting Representative Baldwin.
She'll end the giveaways to big oil companies and fight for Wisconsin's middle class. Tammy Baldwin. Always for us.
The group is also running a second ad on clean energy, spending about $1 million on the commercials. League spokesperson Jeff Goringer.
It's a lot of money. I mean, we feel very strongly in the need to get Tammy Baldwin into the United States Senate. She's been an ally with President Obama in creating clean energy jobs and moving Wisconsin forward.
A Republican group trying to elect GOP senators criticizes the ads, saying besides opposing the Keystone Pipeline, Baldwin supports tougher pollution limits on industrial boilers and has a job-killing agenda. The ad controversy is another reminder of the role the Thompson-Baldwin contest is playing in the battle for control of the U.S. Senate. House member Randy Neugebauer, a Republican from the oil country of West Texas, recently told the Society of Environmental Journalists what his party would do about energy if it controls both houses of Congress and the White House.
It's incumbent on either party in control there to basically give the American people, you know, some kind of a long-term energy strategy.
But Al Armendariz, a former EPA official now with the Sierra Club, says GOP control in Washington would mean more success for many deregulation efforts recently attempted by Republicans in the House of Representatives.
Would be, I think, very bad for environmental protection. If the House's efforts had succeeded the last few years, you would have seen wholesale rollbacks in many of the environmental protections.
Armendariz predicts the elections will result in a continued sharing of power in Washington. But the accuracy of that prediction may depend on how Wisconsin goes in the Baldwin-Thompson Senate race. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.